It's spring. It's that time of year. Whether you're good at gardening or not so good, you're probably it's on your mind. You got to get out there and start doing it. So every Wednesday, we talk home tips with our friend Susie Calabrese. You can find her on Instagram at SusieCal_CT. I know my wife and I in our house, we always say we don't really have that good of a green thumb, Susie. So we definitely need some help.
I know. I don't either, actually. So this is, I'm really kind of like talking about this from my own experience, too, because I'm trying to get into this as a homeowner. I want to be able to have my hands out in my gardens too. So yes, I totally understand. It's a hobby that I think you have to learn a lot about. So it's definitely that time of year to get gardens in tip-top shape for the upcoming season. So whether, you know, you are a seasoned gardener or you're just starting out like me, I do have a few things you can do to set yourself up for success. First things first, you're going to want to tidy up the garden beds, which is not really the most fun part, but you know, you have to start somewhere. So grab your gardening gloves, remove any dead foliage and weeds that have made themselves at home there over the winter months. And this, not only will this make your garden look neater, but it also helps prevent diseases and pests from coming in. So once you've cleared out all the clutter, it's time to give your soil a boost. So you can add compost or mulch, which will likely give your garden a nutritious snack. That's kind of one way you could look at it. It's important because it helps keep that soil nutrient. So not only does it replenish the essential nutrients, but it also helps suppress weed growth, which is really important. Those pesky weeds, they just never stop growing. So yeah, That'll give your plants a chance to thrive. So sometimes as you drive around and you look at other people's gardens, or you notice that not all mulch looks the same color. And I kind of learned this as I was looking into mulch. So for myself, some people even go for different types of aesthetics, and some even pick stones or pebbles as well. So you kind of have a bunch that you can choose from that work for you and your curb appeal and the look and aesthetic you want for your garden. So, you know, grab a wheelbarrow and get spreading. And this is definitely something that you can involve your kids of all ages on too. It can be like a family affair. It'll go faster. But I know my daughter loves getting outside and helping us. And once your garden beds are looking fresh, it's time for the fun part. It's time for planting. So for newer gardeners, you probably want to opt for low maintenance plants that are well suited for your climate and soil type. And I always mention this, but I mean it. You know, go support your local garden center or nursery. Talk to someone there who's likely passionate about gardening and planting, and they can help guide you to the right varieties that might be beginner friendly or easy to grow. And last but not least, you know, give your shrubs and trees some TLC. So we've had some trees on our property we actually had to call somebody out for. So get an expert in if they're, you know, bigger trees, because you don't want to accidentally kill a tree on your property. But pruning is, you know, on shrubs and bushes is something you can likely do yourself. And that's not just giving them a stylish haircut. It really promotes healthy growth. So, you know, grab some pruning shears, snip away any dead or overgrown branches, and your future landscape view will look much more lush and manicured for the summer. Months ahead.
Nice. I'm getting excited now to get out there and start making the yard look nice.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of work, but I think, you know, you get to enjoy it, right? It's the fruits of your labor.
Totally. Talking about gardening at your home this spring with our friend Susie Calabrese, home expert. We talk to her every Wednesday. You can find her on Instagram at SusieCal_CT. So, you know, we were talking about getting your yard ready for gardening, but what are some sort of practical tips, Susie, to really get it started if you're a beginner at gardening?
Yeah, so we spoke earlier about sticking with plants that are known to be beginner friendly and suited for your local climate. So you probably have recognized these if you're out shopping. You'll see those pretty carousels of seed packets, and I know those can be enticing. They promise these beautiful blooms and lush vegetables, but let's face it, starting from seed isn't always easy. It doesn't always work. So instead, opt for seedlings. They're hardier, and they'll get your garden off to a quicker start. And you can find them at your local garden center or nursery.
Okay, that's a good tip, Susie, because I was telling my daughter, I saw this video on Instagram where they save the strawberry scraps, like when you cut off the tops of the strawberries and just put them in the dirt, and then it just grows just water it, put it in the dirt, and it grows a strawberry plant. And I was like, it can't be that easy, but maybe.
I saw the same exact one. I think I sent it to my husband, and I'm like, we should try this, because I actually want to feed the deer on my property because we love seeing them. My daughter loves to like, look out the window and see them, and I feel like they would eat that. I mean, bears probably eat that too. but, you know, it almost sounds too good to be true, right? Like, kind of like the seeds. So I haven't tried it yet. I can't confirm or deny, but maybe we can do like a test and see if it works.
Yeah, we'll have to both try it, and we'll report back.
sounds good.
And Susie, what's something else that if someone's just starting out planting, maybe a common mistake or something that they should be aware of?
When you're planting, remember to give your plants space to breathe. Crowding plants can actually make them struggle and not thrive so well. So you just want to make sure that you're planting them with some space, because that will help keep pests and diseases away from each other too. And as for watering, it's all about quality over quantity. So you want to aim for deep, infrequent watering rather than frequent, shallow watering. You just want the water to really saturate the soil, because that will encourage strong root growth and help your plants become more resilient to drought. One thing my husband taught me, because he did landscaping for a really long time when he was younger, was to go out before the sun comes out and water your plants like early in the morning or later in the day, so that the water doesn't reflect when the sun comes out, and that might actually burn some of the leaves. So mulching and fertilizing are another key component for a successful garden. And we spoke earlier about how mulching helps retain moisture and keeps weeds at bay, but it also helps regulate soil temperature too. So try using organic mulch like wood chips for the best results, and feed your plants organic fertilizers. We have a neighbor friend who uses fish emulsion, which is a great option that provides essential nutrients without the need for harsh chemicals. It doesn't smell super welcoming, but it does work really well for his like fig trees and peach trees, and he's an expert gardener. But you know, lastly, consider companion planting. I didn't even know this was really a thing until we got into it. But this naturally deters pests and helps boost plant health. So for example, you know, planting marigolds near tomatoes can help keep certain insects at bay. And, you know, stay tuned for other times in the feed, because as summer's coming, we'll definitely be talking about pest control in our yards and other ways to maintain a really stellar outdoors at home in these upcoming months.
Awesome. That sounds great. Yeah, because it's true. Like your outdoor yard, garden, everything like that, you definitely want to have it in top shape for the spring and summer.
Absolutely. We spend so much time outside in the nice weather. I mean, this week has been such an awesome teaser of that.
Yeah.
And just kind of reminding us homeowners of how we want to be outside when it's nice out. So we want to make that a welcoming space.
Absolutely. All right. Susie Calabrese. Find her on Instagram @SusieCal_CT. And we'll talk to you again next week. Happy gardening.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, Kevin.